I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review we have A Ghost, a ghoulish comedy that should have been funnier if it was directed by Christopher Landon, the same genius behind Happy Death Day and Freaky. It stars Jaihe Winston as a mopey teenager named Kevin, who's just moved into a house which belonged to the spirit who occupies it. He's played by David Harbour, it's conceivable his name is Ernest, and Kevin is able to communicate with him even though he can't speak or remember his past. Anthony Mackie co-stars as his father, who finds the video Kevin filmed on his iPhone, uploads it to YouTube so they can make money off it, and they become a viral sensation. But then Tig Notaro comes in as a government agent who tracks down Ernest, and her agency plans to capture him for experimentation. The first half of We Have a Ghost has some funny moments, and Winston does some good work as the main kid, but the movie takes so long with the story that it loses our comedic interest and has us wandering around familiar territories. It's not the train wreck that 2019 Hellboy was, but the movie still doesn't give David Harbour the opportunities he had as Santa in Violent Night. In fact, I can't tell if the filmmakers made him silent to reflect on Harpo Marx or to make the story more serious. 2 stars. Okay, to recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Creed 3, thumbs down for Operation Fortune, and thumbs down for We Have a Ghost. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.